Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is Zachary Zonizer. Joining me now is Deborah Woodon. Usually we have Matt Jordan in at this time, but
he typically.
He's a bit under the weather.
Yeah, don't blame me, man.
No, it's not your fault. I think it's a new house guest of his that's to blame.
Yeah. Matt got a puppy.
Yep.
Named him Gundy. That was his first mistake, naming him Gundy. I'm just kidding. Matt might be listening, but I did give him a little bit of trouble for naming the dog Gundy. But Gundy pup turns out is not a good pet choice for young
for
Matt Jordan. Turns out Matt's allergic to Gundy. So That's kind of a problem, and it's a shame because Gundy is a pretty pup.
Yeah, pretty cute little doggo. I've seen some pictures.
Yeah, you know, you've got a couple of little girls that could use a little puppy.
You know, you and my sister keep trying to convince me to get a dog, and I keep saying I don't want to pick up after them.
Yeah,
Maybe when the girls are old enough to do it themselves, and they can live with the threat of, if they don't clean up after the dog, I will give it to the shelter. But until that time comes, it is mean, but
that's
I'm not.
Mean.
Look, if I wanted a pet, Deb, I would get a pet for me.
Yeah.
If my daughters want a pet, they're going to take care of it.
Yeah.
They're going to do all of the maintenance on that animal.
Right. Well, that's an interesting statement you just uttered. So if you were going to get a pet for you, Zach, what would that pet be?
Probably like a fish. You know, something low maintenance.
I had a betta fish for about, it was a long time for a betta.
Yeah.
But like, 8 years, nine
years.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, that is a long time.
Yeah, that thing just lived and lived and lived. And I was like, well, maybe I should just go ahead and have its funeral sometimes because it just stayed around.
They have those neat aquariums that you put like a black light in, and the fish are like bioluminescent.
Oh,
and
they
glow. And
yeah, real pretty.
I wouldn't mind having like an aquarium like that put into my house somewhere. It's just a nice little accent piece.
Yeah. You know, when I, my then boyfriend, now husband, when we started dating, he had a reptile.
Like a bearded lizard or something like that?
Well, I was afraid of what the reptile might be because I do not like snakes. But it turned out it was a baby bearded dragon.
Right, those are pretty cute little things.
Yeah,
they don't move much.
But he was a cute little thing. The problem was, any time you tried to handle him, he would... you know, on your hand.
Oh, okay.
You know. And so he didn't have the best sphincter control. And one time he got out of his cage somehow and was racing around his apartment. And, he just wasn't sure how he was ever going to get him caught because every time he got close to him, he would kind of... blow up and hiss. I was like, careful, that thing can, it's a dragon. It can blow fire.
Yeah, I have friends that have all sorts of unique and interesting animals, actually. I have friends that have snakes, they have dragons, little sugar gliders, they have rats, they have sorts of things.
Yeah, rats are not pets.
Well... Yeah, I don't
just,
know, Deb.
I can't,
They're shockingly trainable, actually.
They are, and that's what makes them shockingly dangerous around my house, what they're able to learn on their own.
That's true.
When you walk in and they're flushing the toilet, you've got a problem.
Well, you can teach cats to do that, apparently.
Yeah,
have you ever seen those? They have those kits you can, like, teach your pet to go in the toilet and flush it.
Yeah.
So you don't have
to... See, if you could get Gundy to do that, your girls could have Gundy.
Well, maybe. I wouldn't want an inside dog, though, especially if it sheds everywhere.
Yeah, because
then
that's
a whole nother problem.
It's a whole nother problem.
But, I'm just not big on anything that stinks up the house much, which is shocking because I have two daughters. But
right. As long as they're humans, it's okay.
Well, in theory, they should get eventually better about not stinking up the house. Whereas, I've had cats for 15 years sometimes, and they never, they're never going to get to a point where they're not going to cause a smell. You know, they're always going to have cat smell, number one, and every once in a while they're still going to have accidents, they're still going to throw up, or they're still going to pee somewhere.
Yeah.
Same thing with dogs. Like, no matter how well they're trained, every once in a while they're going to have accidents.
You know, the most success I've ever had with cats was when they were indoor-outdoor cats. they would go out to use, you know,
the bathroom,
the restroom,
yeah.
And there was no litter box. And also, you know, because they were outside, they would run, they would burn off a lot of energy, and that took care of a lot of that pet smell that can build up too in the house.
Right.
So that was a good thing. That's a good way to handle cats, in my opinion. But
inside outside cats.
Yeah, you can't really do that in town, though.
Well, yeah, no, you really can't.
You know, because
a number of reasons.
Yeah.
It works in the country.
Yeah.
It definitely does. In fact, you know, in the country or like out on the farm, I don't mind animals at all because you can just keep them outside all the time and you don't have to pay them much mind because they're not going to get cabin fever because they can run wherever they want. And if they get thirsty, they run down to the creek and take a little drink, you know. You don't got to worry about them as much. But in town, you know, you pretty much got to babysit your animals all the time,
yeah. Yep.
And I don't know. I'm just not about that. That's kind of why I like cats a little bit more than dogs. But even then, you know, I have this thing, Deb, I don't want to live with anything that once I die is just going to eat me.
Yeah.
And I feel that way about cats. Yeah. I feel like if I
rats died, would do that too.
Yeah, rats too. Ugh. Maybe dogs. Depends on the dog.
Yeah.
I think a lot of dogs would just be sad, but some of them would probably try and eat you.
I don't know. I wouldn't trust Buster Pup.
Would he try and eat you, Deb?
I think he'd try to eat me.
Oh, ma'am.
He'd be like, hey, Dad, look, I got the T-bone.
Let's break the wishbone now. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I don't know if there's a pet for me, though, Debs, because I would want a pet that doesn't stink up the house.
Right.
And is low maintenance.
Right.
And even, like, I mean, I guess fish. Fish is about the length of that.
Yeah, you're not really looking for anything to cuddle or offer companionship.
No. I think I'm good on those. I have daughters and a significant other, so
yeah.
Don't know what else I would need a
need for
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe you're good. Maybe you're good, Zach. I'm just saying, you know.
But yeah, my sister is a veterinary assistant, and she has, you know, two dogs. And the second she saw my backyard, she was like, well, you need to get a dog. You have to get a dog. Look at your big backyard, Zach. It's perfect for dogs. And I already have dogs that get into my backyard and poop in it and then leave.
Yeah.
Just because they're inconsiderate. And
yeah.
I have to, rude
of them.
I have to go over and mow their poop, you know.
It's not Buster Pup, by the way.
I hope not.
No.
Unless you're just bringing him over to my house just to poop.
Well, okay. Well, now you know. We've been taking Buster for rides over to Zach's yard. Tired of him pooping in our yard, so we go to Zach's.
Well, you know, and people throw trash in my yard, too, so I wouldn't be that surprised.
You know, that's the problem. You live on a corner lot.
Yeah.
I live on a corner lot. That's the problem with living on the corner lot.
Well, that and more to mow, but
yeah. Yeah, people like to throw garbage in your yard.
I have no clue. I guess because two stop signs.
Yeah.
But like, and they throw like random garbage. I wouldn't think that I would find like beer cans and beer bottles.
Liquor bottles.
But who is like driving and tossing that out the window?
Yeah. yeah. I know. I'm right there with you. I've picked up my more than my fair share of Canadian Mist bottles. And it's like the worst tasting stuff. It's like, why were you even drinking that? So yeah, that and wrappers, candy
all
bar
sorts
wrappers
and
let's not go
plastic
into
sometimes.
Some of the wrappers, but then there are the bags, the Walmart bags.
Well, usually those have blown away for me.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest one that it's been, though, is someone threw a, you know, the 24-packs of soda.
Uh-huh.
They threw an empty box of a 24-pack into
cube.
My yard. Yeah, the
You've
cube.
You've got the cube
threw
in your yard.
Threw a big cube into my yard. I was like, well, that's just inconsiderate.
You could have at least left me one.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, like, and that's the thing. It's like, that's an awfully big piece of trash to just have in your car to throw out. Or even worse, if you were walking down the street drinking sodas, I guess, and you ran out and decided to just abandon it in my yard.
Just leave that in this guy's house. Yeah, you know, I don't know how that happens, you know, because it's kind of strange to me to throw stuff out your window.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're driving, being a litter bug, so to speak. And I just don't get that. Now I can see if you're a young person, you don't want to take the car home and have the parents find your whiskey bottle in there.
Oh well,
but,
yeah.
but really, I would much prefer you not drive around while you're drinking that
In general, yes.
Yeah, and I don't care if you're a kid or a grown up.
Especially for teenagers. I think alcohol abuse is like the number one and two cause of death for teenagers, something like that, because of car crashes and alcohol poisoning and alcohol-related deaths. So it's like the number one and two cause of premature death in teenagers.
Just leave it alone,
Yeah,
kids.
Just leave it alone.
It's don't not drink that and drive. Good.
It's really, really not.
Especially if you're drinking that Canadian stuff we were talking about earlier.
Mad Dog 2020 or any of those cheap wines.
Oh, Mogan David, Strawberry Hill.
That's right. I had a lot of guys in the Army that, you know, they join when they're 18, and then when they turn 21, they've been going to, you know, these Army gas stations for years and years, and they've seen this mysterious colored liquid that must look delicious to them, and they end up buying, you know, the MD 2020, and it's just some of the worst tasting stuff.
Bad grape juice is
bad,
what it is.
Bad grape juice, yeah. So yeah, I had a lot of Army friends that drank that stuff.
Yep. The old Mad Dog.
Not very good. Anyway.
It'll tickle your innards.
It sure will. It'll tickle your innards coming in and out, Deb. Oh my goodness, yeah. I'm not, you know, I used to be a real big drinker, Deb, when I was in college. Like, I used to like to party and that sort of thing, and then I had never experienced a hangover in my whole life.
Yeah, takes one.
Well, it wasn't too long ago. I think earlier this year I went and I didn't even get crazy drunk with some friends at a party, but I had a couple of drinks, and I guess I didn't have enough water or something, because I woke up and I just felt lousy the whole day. And I was like, this is what a hangover is? This is enough for me.
Yeah. And ironically enough, Zach, the older you get, the worse that gets, and the less alcohol it takes to have that feeling.
No, thank you.
It's like a glass of wine, and the next day you're like, oh my gosh, it was so not worth it. Oh, yeah. So, you know, that's why people my age don't drink.
Don't do a lot of drinking. Yeah. Mm-mm. Getting too crazy about it.
No, can't do it anymore.
Well, and I mean, the people that live like the reckless drugging and drinking lives, they probably don't, you know, live.
They don't live
age.
Long enough to get my age. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Most
not
of those
that you're that age, Deb. It's just that people that live reckless lives don't live very long.
Yeah, most of the kids I knew that did that stuff are dead now. So. Yeah,
that's a little bit of a sad thought, but you know, a couple of my friends that did that are dead now too, Deb.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's kind of how it goes sometimes when you're that hard on your body and reckless.
Well, you
so kind of
see it in a generation too. You know, we have like you know, the greatest generation living to be, you know, 80 and 90, but their kids only living to be 50 and 60 because they came up in a generation that did, you know,
hippies.
Yeah, quite a few more drugs.
Yeah, so. and you know, just in general, you know, we became very sedentary.
Oh yeah, sitting a lot more. And
my parents, as compared to my older siblings who were baby boomers, you know, it's a completely different lifestyle, and you know, meal preparation, everything's completely different from what my parents grew up with.
Well, and even just like basic labor, like, you know, I use a real push mower, and that's a lot harder than, you know, a automated riding lawnmower. Exactly.
Yeah. That,
and we have lots
of
little
have.
Convenience like that, you know?
Yeah.
You don't
laundry.
Have to,
I mean, the way my mother did laundry compared to how we've always done laundry. I mean, there's no wringer washer at my house.
Even like preparing dinner, you know, it might have been 4 or 5 hours on your feet before, and now you can mostly just microwave it and it's ready to go.
Four minutes in the microwave and dinner's done.
You don't gotta set, you know, make the gravy, make the vegetables, keep it all warm, and then while you're cooking the meat. And
that's assuming I'm not driving through somewhere.
Exactly. The microwave versus like the microwave might be the laborious choice.
Yes. Yes.
I don't feel like cooking dinner tonight, and by cooking dinner, I mean
turning on the microwave.
So let's go out to eat.
Yeah, let's go grab some takeout, baby.
Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Stay tuned for the ONN Beef Roundup, followed by the ONN Ag Network News. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, your source for news, talk, and farm.